On today's show, more American automakers are moving production to China. German unions are worried about losing jobs because of electric cars. And we'll give you our first driving impressions of the Nissan Kicks. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. American automakers keep moving more production to China. Auto Forecast Solutions reports that the next generation Lincoln Nautilus will be built in China starting in 2022. In the meantime, it will be built in Ford's Canadian assembly plant in Oakville, Ontario. Ford's also making some management changes in China. Amy Marentic, who was president of Lincoln in China and the Asia Pacific region, will return to the U.S. to be Ford's Global Autonomous Vehicle Director for Marketing. Taking over the top Lincoln position in China is Mao Jingbo, who Ford hired away from Mercedes-Benz China. Ford's also going to close its gigantic automatic transmission plant in Bordeaux, France, if it cannot find someone to buy it. It makes transmissions for the Fiesta, Fusion and Mondeo, the B-Max, Focus, and C-Max. Most of those cars are on the chopping block in the U.S. market, so Ford doesn't need as many automatic transmissions. Over 900 people work in that plant. And then you have to wonder what's going to happen to GM's assembly plant in Hamtramck in Detroit, which makes the Buick LaCrosse, the Cadillac CT6, the Chevrolet Impala, and the Chevrolet Volt. Auto Forecast Solutions reports that the Impala will go out of production in 2020, while the plant will stop building the LaCrosse and CT6 in 2021. We think that the LaCrosse and CT6 will probably be sourced from China. Meanwhile, sales of the Chevrolet Volt have plummeted 35% this year, so there's not enough volume to keep the plant going with it. No word yet if GM plans to put other products in that plant. German unions are worried that electric cars will eliminate jobs, and that is coming up next.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
The German auto industry employs about 840,000 people, and of that, about 210,000 work on powertrains. But because EVs have many fewer parts and require less time to assemble, one study says 75,000 of those 210,000 powertrain jobs could get eliminated. If the adoption of EVs picks up quickly, Germany's trade union, IG Metall, says 100,000 jobs are in jeopardy. Germany would be able to offset some of that by bringing more battery production into the country, but a battery factory requires only one-fifth of the workers that are used in an engine plant. Kia unveiled yesterday the new Niro EV at the Busan International Motor Show. The CUV gets a 236-mile range, or about 380 kilometers, using a 65-kilowatt-hour lithium polymer battery pack. Otherwise, buyers can purchase the Kia EV with a smaller 39.2-kilowatt-hour pack with 149 miles of range. The Niro comes with all kinds of driver assistance systems, like radar cruise control, forward collision warning, and lane keeping. It goes on sale during the second half of this year in South Korea. Say, how do you get a younger generation interested in cars? Well, at this year's Tokyo Toy Show, Toyota will use tablets to teach children where the accelerator and brake are and have them drive through a simulated Kamate land, crossing bridges, snow-covered terrain, cherry blossom-lined roads, and beaches. The children will drive in a car called Kamate Peta, which is covered with stickers from the destinations that they drove to. The Tokyo Toy Show started yesterday. We just got a chance to drive the new Nissan Kicks, and we'll give you our impressions right after this.
Lear Kinexis is the new application suite in vehicle connectivity designed to deliver over-the-air software updates and more from Lear Corporation's e-systems, leaders in power and data management.
The Nissan Kicks was introduced in Brazil 2 years ago, but now the small crossover is making its way to the U.S., and we just got a chance to drive it. The CUV is built on the same platform as the Versa and is front-wheel drive and only comes with a CVT. It's powered by a 1.6-liter four-cylinder engine, which puts out 125 horsepower and 115 pound-feet of torque. It's not a very powerful engine, and it's a bit sluggish going uphill and in passing situations. But the trade-off is best-in-class fuel economy. It's rated at 31 miles per gallon in the city, 36 on the highway, and 33 combined. The interior is nice, but nothing special. But the NVH, noise, vibration, and harshness, is impressive for an entry-level vehicle. The small crossover segment is growing fast, and one of the things that helps the Kicks stand out from its competition is the paint. Five different two-tone color combinations are available, which all look good out on the road. The Kick starts at just under $19,000, including destination charges, and is on sale now, but Nissan will not ramp up marketing the vehicle until next month. That's it for today's show. Thanks for watching. Have a great weekend. We'll see you again here on Monday.
Wards is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.